Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 97 today. Psalm 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord, the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples have seen his glory. Ashamed be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced, because of the judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art most high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. O you that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. The psalm has in verse 1, let the multitude of isles be glad. What a curious little line. Go through your Bible knowledge and history and mind and try to think of all the times that islands are mentioned in the Bible. That has a prominent moment here in this psalm. The Lord reigns. Do you rejoice over that? Are you encouraged to know that there is someone out there who knows what they're doing? The earth respects that the Lord reigns. When his lightning strikes, the hills tremble and the hills melt. In the first six verses of this psalm, we have the Creator and the cosmos. His power is revealed, and it is often revealed with light, and the creation responds. He has fire and burning and lightnings, and even the lights of the very heavens declare his power. And then in verses 7, 8, and 9, we have this great God and us. In the first few verses, it talks about him being a creator and the one who reigns behind all things. But in these verses, he is a God as opposed to the other gods. There are those who worship idols, and there are those who worship gods. But then God's own people, Zion, is glad and rejoices because of the Lord's judgments. We see our charge to hate evil because there's a preservation, there is a deliverance found in this God, this cosmos creator who reigns over all. He judges and he reveals to people right and wrong, and it is now placed into our lap to determine whether we will trust him. I think that that is the weight and the purpose behind this psalm, to build trust and to encourage us to trust, because that's really what it all comes down to, whether we trust this God with our choices. Verses 11 and 12, the close of the psalm, talks about light being sown as well as gladness. We ask ourselves, can God make these things grow? And therein is the question for our trust. Let's read it again. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about. His lightnings lightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples have seen his glory. Ashamed be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves in idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art most high above all the earth, and art exalted far above gods. O ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. God sows and plants light and gladness for those who are righteous and upright, as he defines and describes righteousness and the upright. And if we are glad in him, if we are hoping and thankful in his holy name and in his very nature, then we can take part in his light and in his glory. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.